Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Was the reversal of judgment on NFL Bountygate driven by fairness or damage control? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. You have to wonder about the process and the timing of the NFL basically clearing the players who were suspended for up to a season for their involvement in the New Orleans Saints bounty program. First, there is Commissioner Roger Goodell appointing his predecessor Paul Tagliabue to review the entire case. Tagliabue is a partner in the law firm handling the defamation suit against Goodell, filed by the Saints' Jonathan Vilma, pretty much the face of Bountygate. The review exonerated all of the suspended players. A lot of good that does for them now that we're 14 weeks into the season, and puts the blame squarely on the Saints' coaching staff. Head coach Sean Payton and coordinator Greg Williams were out of football for the year, and their suspensions were upheld for knowing about the incentives to knock opposing players out of the game, but failing to stop it. This cannot be good for Goodell, who has been under fire for other decisions he made to spare the NFL's reputation. It now looks like he bungled Bountygate so badly that his own job could be in jeopardy. Unless, of course, all this is part of some greater plan to get the NFL out of the headlines. America's most popular sport has been rocked by the death of former and current players. A suicide, a gruesome murder-suicide, and a vehicular homicide. Bountygate promised to keep the players and the NFL in the news indefinitely through lawsuits by Vilma and other players who clearly want to get Goodell. If the original investigation was botched, let's clear the players and get past the other bad news heading into the playoffs. That could be the NFL's damage control strategy. Trouble is, Vilma looks like he will not back off, and in fact has dropped his case against the league to concentrate on suing the commissioner. You can't blame him if the penalty did not meet the crime, since missing one season pales to what it does to his reputation. These stigmas last, as Bill Belichick knows for his role in Spygate over 5 years ago. Some people still think the Patriots won all those Super Bowls because they videotaped the opposing sideline. As long as Bountygate existed in any form, those involved will always be involved, while the NFL as a whole just moves on. This is Archansky. See ya.